This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And, you know, we put exclamation points on things that we observe and things that we discuss. And here are a few of them. So this is a direct copy of what has been listed on Facebook Marketplace about some appliances and devices that you may buy. So here's one quote. I have a Predator 212cc trash pump with 2-inch outlets. Bought it a few years back and used it a handful of times and then let it sit on the shelf for too long. I can't get it started again. It will pull and almost start, but not fully turn over. I think it just needs some carb work, asking a $100 or best offer. End quote. So here is a guy, a Predator brand is Harbor Freight. And this guy, I'm just trying to flesh this out a little bit. He bought this pump to pump water with, let's say you flooded your basement. Or your basement got flooded, and you've got things floating, and you've got mud in the water, it's turbid, and you want to pump out your basement. So you would use something called a trash pump, because it's able to pump water with debris, some, you know, small amount of debris in it. So that's what this guy is selling. He used it a few times, put it on the shelf, didn't use it, and now it won't start. This is common. This is common of pretty much everything that you buy today from a big box store that has a gasoline engine in it. They won't start 2 years later. Kyle, any comments?
That's exactly, you know, Vince, I've got some things that I was thinking about, and it goes right along with this very thing. I bought a lawnmower at a garage sale, and it ran. But it shook violently. I mean, literally, it's like having a compactor in your hand. It was terrible for $5. But other than that, it looked perfect. Well, I knew it was a bent blade, and I mentioned it to the guy, and he said, yeah, my wife was mowing the lawn, and she hit the corner marker of our property. And so, and I said, well, you know, it's probably he says, I don't want to deal with it. You know, I tried to even explain to him what it was. I don't want to deal with it. $5, it's yours. So I loaded it up. I brought it home, and I started looking at the blade. And I took it apart. Sure enough, it's a bent blade. And I thought, well, it's $18 for a new blade. I can go get a new blade. But I thought to myself, you know, I like to fix things. And so I got my hammer out and my torch. And I started heating it up real careful, and I beat that blade out as flat and straight as I could possibly do it, and it looked just about perfect to me. And I thought, well, you know, I've gotten not much of nothing into this, so I'm going to just see if it works. And sure enough, I put that thing on, Vince, and it is running like a top. And I only use premium gas in it. I always use 1 ounce of seafoam per gallon. It doesn't burn a drop of oil. Anyway, it runs like a top for basically $5 and about an hour's worth of work. You know, it's just the same kind of a thing. And you were talking about you know, you and I both love to learn things. I'm learning things constantly. And I like to, the one thing that I use the internet for in YouTube off of my phone, which I have a smartphone, so to speak, is the internet. And I like, these different shows, that especially on gardening and on, repairing things and on, learning how to do things differently. I am drawn to that. And, so my neighbor over here, you were talking about, you know, how we fix things. My neighbor over here had one of the rams of the front bucket of his backhoe was starting to leak real bad. And it's a little, Mahindra, smaller little tractor with a front bucket and a backhoe and a couple other attachments. And so he needed help. And so I went over there and I helped him. And, he decided he doesn't want to wait for parts or take a chance because nobody had the parts around here to be able to reseal that hydraulic arm. Anyway, so he decided he's just going to order a new hole arm. I said, okay, but you know, that I'm not going to try to dissuade somebody that wants to spend a bunch of money for no reason. If you can't reason with them, that doesn't do any good. You know, you're wasting your breath. So anyway, he's got it ordered. But before he did that, I told him, I said, I want to borrow your backhoe for a while, and because I do all the maintenance on his tractor, the oil changes, air filter cleaning and changing and greasing and everything. I do all of that for him, and he lets me use the backhoe. So I've been learning about a thing called biochar. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that already know a lot more about this than I do. But the reality is I'm just learning about it. So there's lots and lots and lots of ways of creating biochar. But one of the best that I've seen is to dig a pit in the ground. And so I took this little backhoe and dug about a 4 foot wide by 4 foot deep hole in the ground. And on one end, I made it so that there's a ramp so that I could run a wheelbarrow down into this pretty easily. And it's on about maybe 12 or 15 foot slope going down into this pit. And you start a fire in the bottom. You get it real hot and then you feed branches, twigs, chunks of wood up to about 4 inches or so in diameter into this as fast as the fire will go without letting it turn to ash. And so you pour this, just pour the coals to it, so to speak. You're pour branches in it, and we have a bunch where a bunch of our trees blew down a couple of years ago, and so we have a whole bunch of these branches. And so we just kept feeding this and feeding it and feeding it and feeding it as fast as we could. And we've done this now 3 times. And my wife and I, and basically when you get this really hot and it's just about where things are turning gray on the outside, that it's turned into biochar, and you hit it with the water and wet it all down, and it turns into tons, a whole bunch, almost the whole thing is charcoal. Basically, it's wood that has been burnt, but not burnt up, but the carbon of it is all the way through. And so we wet it all down, and literally it's amazing how much water it takes to put that out because it's real hot. Anyway, my wife and I have created approximately 200 gallons of this biochar that's basically like black charcoal, but it's made out of wood. And what the purpose of that is to inoculate it, for lack of a better term, with some things that, well, what I'm fixing to do is this. If you take eggshells and put about maybe an inch and a half of them in a quart jar and put, after they've been baked, because you want to make sure there's no softness to them at all, and you pour vinegar over the top of them, fill up the whole quart, It makes a very concentrated calcium supplement for your plants. You can take the eggshells out after a week, and this is very powerful. I mean, you put about 2 tablespoons of it per gallon to be able to give your plants calcium. I can't remember, citrate or something like that. Anyway, you're going. So my plan is I'm going to have these barrels of this biochar, and I'm going to inoculate that with about 1 gallon of urine, each barrel, 1 gallon of urine, about 1 quart of this concentrated calcium from the eggshells, a whole quart of it, and bone meal and coffee grounds and chicken manure, aged chicken manure mixed in there, and I'm going to fill it up, the 35-gallon tub that I've got, and I'll have a bunch of them by the time we get all said and done. But anyway, I'm planning on putting that in there and letting it set for a couple of weeks. And after it sets for a couple of weeks in the fall this next year, I'm going to put that over my garden, all of it. And then I'm going to till it in. And supposedly, from the research that I've been able to do online, this stuff will last for years and be a slow release of all of those nutrients that is in that biochar to feed your plants. So next year, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to leave my beds exactly as they are right now, as far as no more manure or anything like that, pretty much on top of them, unless we create a new bed for some reason. We created 2 new beds this year, my wife and I did. Anyway, I'm going to inoculate these beds. I'm going to put these beds, that biochar, in all of these beds, and I'm going to till it in. And next year, when it's time to go for the garden, I'm going to see on this experiment how well it does. But from everything that I've read on it so far and listened to some of these people, the results have been amazing, like 30% more growth out of your plants than before. So that's a tip that somebody you can add to yourself. Now, it's a lot of work. I'm not saying I was so sore one of those nights after pulling all this brush and limbs and everything out that I could barely walk. But it was just a matter of wanting to get something done and doing it. And, you know, you're living your life, you're going to be sore. So anyway, that's one of the tips that I've got for the day. And your comments, if you know anything much more about this, Vince.
Sure. We do something similar. We have 3 raised bed gardens, and we have also lick tubs that have vegetables in them, and tomatoes. And we even have a planter, which is a cattle feeder, which Mrs. Finelli is planting herbs in, see how well they do. But biochar, that's the black stuff, the unburned wood that we pull out of our outdoor wood furnace. We throw it in a pile, put water on it to cool it off, so we make biochar. That way we've got wood ash. So into the garden, we keep rototilling in tons, literally, of biochar and wood ash, aged chicken manure, lime, peat moss.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. So, class, we have this outdoor wood furnace, and we heat our hot water, domestic hot water, and we heat our house with it. And it runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So even though we're not heating our house, we are heating our domestic hot water for showers and kitchen purposes and those kinds of things. And so the wood that goes in is tree limbs that have fallen and dead trees that we've cut up and wood that we buy from sawmills. And when the wood is almost burned down to just ash, almost, we have to clean up the wood stove, maybe once every couple of weeks. And so we take a metal shovel and we shovel out the ash into a pile, actually into a pit, right next to the wood stove. So this is hot and it could start, start a fire. It's still hot. And we wear a respirator and safety glasses and things like that to protect ourselves from this hot ash. And then we hose it down with a hose. It's right there, hydrant's right there at the ready. And what's left is wood ash, gray, and biochar. Biochar, it looks like lumps of coal, small lumps of coal. And it's got millions and millions and millions of little tiny holes, kind of like coral. And what happens is bacteria loves to set up shop in there. And the bacteria does the heavy lifting in the gardening, in the garden. So it is a great soil amendment. So we do the same thing that Kyle's talking about. And I have a comment about the blades on this lawnmower that Kyle bought. Class, what I have noticed, and because we don't throw things away, we've got a lot of old things here, antiques, and so we have some antique lawnmowers from the 1960s. like maybe 1960, 1962. And we have a lawnmower made by International Harvester, and it was branded Cub Cadet. So International Harvester made Cub Cadet at one time, but I believe sold it to Murray, and it's no longer the same quality. But the International Harvester Cub Cadet had a 42-inch mower, 10 horsepower, single-cylinder engine, 42-inch cut. Had three blades. One blade is 18 inches, second blade is 18 inches, and the third is 10 inches. So they are staggered in a triangular pattern. So the blades, when they're spinning, cannot touch each other. They can't hit each other. They can't bang into each other. So it took three blades, and the thickness of those blades is about almost twice as thick as the two blades that are on the newer version of the Cub Cadet made by Murray or MTD, and same cut width, 42 inches. So what they did with the new model is they took two thin 21-inch blades, 21 and 21 is 42 inches, and they miss each other by a quarter of an inch, where they, if they were in the same position where they could bang into each other, they're a quarter of an inch apart. Now, in the old days, International Harvester said, we want to mow all the grass. So we're going to have three blades covered 42 inches. So the three blades are actually 46 inches, but with the overlap, they cut 42 inches. The new model is just two blades. And what happens is, if you hit something, or something in between the blades, and you bend the blades, they bend very, very easily. The old blades didn't bend. Not easily. I've never bent an old blade, but we have customers here at the shop who seem to run into the same objects in the same lawn like every year. Literally, they seem to run into the same things. Metal stakes in the ground, pieces of rebar that are pounded into the ground. So instead of pulling them out, they just try to remember where they are and then run into them again, pop holes in the tires, ruin the blades over and over and over again. But what I'm saying is the blades are thin, cheesy, flimsy, thin, and will bend. They didn't used to bend. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're cheap, and so if you're going to run a mower of any kind, mine's a push mower, not a riding mower or anything like that, but if you're going to do any of those things, there's a couple of things that you really should do before your grass season starts. You should take the blades off of there or tip it up on the side if you can, if you can get to the blades. But I prefer taking them off and taking a file and sharpening them and being very careful to sharpen them, and you only sharpen them on one side. You will see the beveled edge on the little blade. But they don't have to be like a razor, but you can sharpen them with a file. And are we going into another break, Vince?
Yeah, we are.
Do I hear it?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll finish this on the other side.
And make sure you disconnect the spark plug when you're working on the blade.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. The Supreme Court agrees that Alabama's latest version of congressional districts violates the Voting Rights Act. The 5-4 decision means Alabama must redraw its seven congressional districts. All the smoke in the air around the Northeast may start dissipating tonight, but it won't come soon enough for some airline passengers.
This is the first time I've worn a mask since we had to for the pandemic.
The air quality is really bad. My eyes are burning. I can feel it in the back of my throat.
A lot of flights are being delayed thanks to the smoke from wildfires in Canada. The man who led the Coalition of Christians into Politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson died at his home in Southeast Virginia this morning. He was 93. A new Gallup poll finds 38% of us in the USA say that we are socially conservative. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Watch it. Oh
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I believe what you're hearing with what Kyle is saying about the lawnmower and what I'm reading to you from Facebook Marketplace, ads for appliances that quit, what you're learning is that the appliances are substandard, the material is substandard, and at the same time, the owners of these pieces of equipment throw up their hands in despair and say, I don't know, I'm just going to buy me a new one. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, you know. So basically, I'm just saying, do the maintenance on your on these things. I want to jump just real quick, Vince, back to that the biochar. So from what I have been able to glean, from what I've looked at about this, the biochar basically, folks, is a it's like a sponge. And if you take that sponge and inoculate it with a lot of the different things that your garden will need, this thing will slowly leach out into the soil. Now, from what I've been able to read from three or four different sources, if you put the biochar directly into the ground without any other amendments, what it tends to do is suck the minerals and the nitrogen and calcium and stuff from the soil into the biochar. It actually acts like a sponge, so to speak. That's why the people that I've studied that seem to know the best of what I can figure out here with them is that they inoculate this, they fill it up. That's why I'm going to fill it up with all these different things, let it sit in a barrel in water for about a week, and I'm hoping that I'm thinking that it's going to do really well to release that over a longer period of time. So I've got a couple, because I know we're winding down towards the end of the show, but I've got a couple of other tips of things that I have thought about and learned, and we're just going to pass on some ideas for you. So this is going to sound kind of funny, but it's one of the things that's kind of always aggravated me a little bit, and that is that some of my shoes have laces on them that tend to want to come undone. And they want to come undone right when I'm, you know, in the middle of trying to pull branches out of grass and I'm working, and I don't really want to take the time to have to tie my shoes again. So, I come across this old boy with an idea of what he calls it, the Swedish knot. So basically, you tie your shoes like you normally would tie them, except you're holding it loose. The knot. Your bow is made, but it's loose. And you take the loop and the tag end on the right side, which I'm right-handed, which is the one I use, and you run that through the same loop that you had the bow going in. So you're basically taking it the right side through twice. And then you grab the ears of the knot and you pull it tight. And it is amazing how that works. I have not had my shoes come untied one single time since I've done that. So it's just been something that I really always just kind of, you know, you can always double knot them, but that's always been kind of a pain. But if you do this Swedish knot thing, you can actually grab the left-hand side tag end when you want to undo your shoes and just pull it, and it'll come undone just exactly like it was if it was the bowed knot. So that's one kind of a good little tip that you can try, and it sure has worked good for me. And so there's one other thing that I was going to try to get out. So in the wintertime, of course, in the fall, we take all of our hoses, which I have a bunch of them out all over the place, and we roll them up, drain them, and dry them out and hang them up. Well, I've had I built an angle bracket inside my garden shed that sticks out a couple of feet, and I put the hoses on that angle bracket. Well, it's a 2x4, and it's got edges on it. So I got to thinking to myself, you know, I don't like it that it bends those hoses there, you know, and I don't have room to just lay them down. So I got to thinking, what am I going to do with this? So what I've come up with, and I'm fixing to do it, is I'm going to take some of our old 5-gallon buckets, and I'm going to, insert that bucket on top of that 2x4, and I probably will take my little zip saw and cut the end of the bucket out so that the 2x4 will slide past through the bottom of the old bucket. And then I'm going to screw that down with a couple of screws, or four screws probably, to hold that bucket on that angle bracket so that when I put my hoses on there for the winter, they're in a nice oval and they won't kink. But it's just one of the things, just an idea of some things that I thought that might help the class when you go to store things up, and you always want to do this stuff in the summer. You know, it's kind of like you buy your winter clothes at the garage sales in the summer, you know, and you buy all your summer clothes at the thrift stores in the winter. So that's kind of the best way where you're going to get stuff the cheapest. And this is just something that'll save your hoses and keep them from getting kinked. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, yeah. My shoelaces get untied, and Swedish knot sounds like a great idea. But up until now, what I've been doing is I take shoe polish. If they're brown shoes, brown leather shoes, what I do is I take the shoe polish, the standard Kiwi shoe polish, put on a brush, brush it as I'm brushing the shoes. I brush the laces with the shoe polish, and they become sticky. And I'm talking about these Chinese junky shoelaces that we all have to deal with. They come untied. Well, if you have leather shoes and you don't mind putting shoe polish on the laces, works great as well. But, you know, for about a week or two. Another thing you can do is use candle wax and put candle wax on the shoelaces, and that helps them stay tied for about a week. But, you know, it sounds like you've got a permanent fix, which is the Swedish knot. Garden hoses, what we do is we drain them, as you said, and we screw the ends together. So water can't, moisture can't get into them, and dirt can't get into them. And then we coil them in a big loop, like hula hoop size, and we put them, stack them on the garage floor. You've got a much better idea, and I like the radius of the 5-gallon buckets. And then when you come to the 5-gallon buckets, we have, you know, well over 100 of them at the farm. We have a farm, so we use 5-gallon buckets all the time. And when you stack them to minimize the floor space to store them, it's hard to get them apart. So what we do is we take that packing material, that brown continuous sheet of packing material that big box stores ship you products in, like Sam's Club, and we tear off about a foot and a half of it, crumple it, and put it between the bottom bucket and then the next bucket that we're putting inside that. And what it does is it allows the vacuum that is holding the buckets together, when you try to separate them later, it allows airspace so that when you pull the top bucket out from the bottom one, it releases easily. So you don't have to use the brown paper. You could use newspaper. You could use a piece of string. You can use anything that will separate the layers of the outside of the top bucket from the inside of the bottom bucket. Just a couple thoughts. Here is another Facebook Marketplace ad. Quote, "The washer was working until 2 weeks ago. It started making a loud noise as it ran. I'm pretty sure that it's the bearings, but we don't have time to mess with it and got a different one. If you want to try to fix it, make me an offer," end quote. Now, here's the next one. There's like, I've got maybe 15 of these. Maytag dryer. These are quotes. Quote, "Maytag dryer worked fine until this morning. Stopped working, not sure why," end quote. Next one, Kenmore. Or quote, "Kenmore, washer does not cycle on its own. It will if you manually change cycles," end quote. Next one, quote, "Whirlpool washing machine. It works, but before I stopped using it, felt like I had to rinse the clothes a second time. It's probably an easy fix, but I just bought a secondhand cheapie," end quote. These are people who are frustrated with their appliances, and they've given up. They're not going to fix them because there's no place to have them fixed at a viable economic price. Here's another one. Quote, "Washer works good. makes a bit of noise on big loads, selling as we plan to upgrade, end quote. Next one, quote, front load, Kenmore Elite washer and dryer. Dryer works great, washer will turn on but not run a cycle. May need a new motor control unit, end quote. These are ridiculous problems. These are people who bought, and the pictures will show, these are recent models, you know, 5 years old or less. These are people who bought appliances thinking that, hey, Whirlpool is really good, you know, the new ones are energy efficient, just like the government is mandating, way to go. They're buying Maytag. Maytag seems to be the number one brand that is for sale on Facebook Marketplace. I think people are absolutely fed up with Maytag, thinking that it's the same quality that it used to be. Next one, quote, Whirlpool washer won't spin out all the time, end quote. Next one, quote, Samsung, dryer works great, washer works but doesn't spin completely dry, end quote. These are people who have spent over $500 on a washer or a dryer, and they don't work. How is it possible? And then you find the people, the ad will say, we just upgraded, which really means they downgraded. The wife wanted a new one. You know, the wife says, honey, stainless steel, that's where it's at. I don't like these white, you know, white porcelain cabinets. I'd rather have that thin, flimsy, shiny, Samsung, cheesy, new look. That's what's happening. Any comments, Kyle?
Yeah, you know, Vince, I have a friend of mine who owns an appliance repair shop. And I was talking to him just the other day, and because my mom, unbeknownst to me, went and bought a new refrigerator. Well, just because, and her, she didn't think stayed cold enough all the time, and she didn't even tell me about it because she knew I'd try to fix it, and she really just wanted something new. So she went and bought it. You know, it's kind of funny to me. But anyway, oh, I got to hear the music. I'll finish this on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. You know, class, we're all related to people who just don't want to take our advice, and they don't want us to save them money. Got people in my family, too. I'm talking about people, I don't even talk to them anymore.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, love to hear about the refrigerator.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was talking to him, and I said, well, my mom got this new refrigerator. And he said, just to back up just a second, it was a Frigidaire that she bought, right? So my friend, I was talking to him, and I said, she bought this, and he said, well, I sure hope it wasn't an LG or a Samsung. And I said, well, no, it's not. It was a Frigidaire. And he said, well, we can still get parts for the Frigidaire. He said, we can work on them. My experience is that they will last about 5 or 6 years before they need something fairly significant. But he said, we can't even get parts for the LG or Samsung. Now, and so this is a little addendum to this story. He said, there's a refrigerator I've got sitting in my back, in the shop back there that we have been waiting on for 3.5 months. To get a control panel that this thing went to, one of the newer ones. And he said it's going to cost them $600 for this control panel plus labor. And he said, I don't even know what all that's going to be a total yet. But, you know, so these parts are, they're flimsy, they're Chinese. And like you said, the Chinese operate on that 30% rule that if it takes an X amount to do the job right, they do it for 30% less, so that it's planned obsolescence, and you'll get what you pay for in the long run. Your comment?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So here are a couple more. Quote, dryers need heating elements. Not sure about the Samsung washer. Pickup priced for all three, end quote. Next one, quote, Whirlpool, it will agitate, but will not spin. Everything else works on it, it just won't spin. I know the place I got it from will diagnose and charge parts and labor. My work schedule doesn't work for their business hours, so I just bought a new one, must pick up, end quote. Next one, quote, it washes really well and has good settings. The knobs missing aren't necessary, but it keeps not wanting to spin all the way out. There are resetting options online. I tried and it helped for a few loads, but lost patience. If you know how to work on them, it's a good deal. End quote. Next one. Quote, Maytag top loading washing machine. Purchased new late winter 2017. Still works, but only with very light loads. Probably needs a new tub bearing. End quote. What we're seeing is that these appliances that used to last 20 years aren't lasting more than 5. And the people who buy them just go and buy another one. And they think that the new one is going to be the answer to their problems. And they buy them based on the reputation that the companies used to have, like Maytag. Now, Maytag used to be absolutely top of the line, no question about it. I'm talking about 1960s, 1950s. And then slowly, they lost their way, and they went for features over durability, quality, and endurance. That's what happened. So, literally, Kyle, we've got a Whirlpool washing machine. It's got to be well over 20 years old. I'm thinking more like 25 or 30. And if that darn thing quits, I'm going to be furious that it quits so soon. Seriously. I'll be furious.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's funny.
And,
you should
consider buying an agitator, non-computer controlled Whirlpool washing machine. Okay? The older style. Put some extra lubricant in the gear case with a hypodermic needle. I've talked about how to do that. And if you don't spin that dial, the timer, really fast and beat it up, if you're gentle with it, it should last 30 years. It really should. But the new ones are computer controlled, and they don't last worth a darn. And these are computer controlled washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, all the appliances that have computer controls don't last worth a darn. Capacitors, they quit between 7 and 10 or 12 years, and they all have capacitors in them. And if you want to buy, and our Whirlpool washing machine has a capacitor, and it quit. And so maybe after 20 something years, maybe it quit. I put a new capacitor in it, and it's $12. $12. And it's simple. It's like a 15 minute job if you've never done it before. It's only two wires, two prongs, one screw to remove the capacitor from the mounting bracket, and two screws to take off to unhinge the control panel. Two little Phillips screws. You flip the control panel back. There are two clips that hold the entire tub surround on. You lift off the tub, and there's the capacitor. It's real easy. $12. You can do it. Buying a new washer and dryer and refrigerator, to me, is absolutely crazy. Kyle, do you agree?
I totally agree, Vince. Been another great show.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know what, though? I'm having trouble talking to people who were my former friends and my family members who just don't listen and do dumb things. I don't want to talk to them anymore, Kyle. Maybe I've lost my mind.
I get it.
Yep, yep.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.